Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk, how you doing today? This is the Zurian Show. We want to welcome you for listening and welcome you to the show. Hope everybody's doing all right and everything's doing okay. All right, today we're going to have a pretty interesting show. We're going to try to keep it short, but we're going to have a pretty interesting show. And today's show is going to be on my number one topic, you and us, me, however you want to look at it. We're going to look at what makes you what you are, and how you can make changes to improve who you are, what you are, and the goals that you want to accomplish. Today's show, like all of our other shows, is going to be a show that's on a positive note. We're trying to cover things that are going to give you the most bang for your buck. You know, I know Blog Talk Radio is free, but we're trying to give you the most bang for your buck so that you learn something, we learn something, and everybody grows, because that's what it's about. It's about growing. It's about developing. It's about becoming a better person, a better human being. It's about learning and doing the things that we need to do so that we can become the people that we need to become. Again, as someone said once before, most of us are a sad shadow of the things that we could be. And all we need to do is put forth a little bit of effort and we could do some amazing and wonderful things. So, today we're going to talk about, again, self-development, self-improvement, self-betterment, and the things that make us what we are. We're going to talk about living your potential and becoming the person that you can be. Living your potential. Three simple words that most people seem to fall very short on when it comes to trying to become the persons that they need to be and to live the dream that they want to live. Back in the 1940s, 1950s, there was a gentleman by the name of Abraham Maslow. Abraham Maslow wrote a theory. His theory was the hierarchy of needs, and he wrote a hierarchy of needs model. Well, this hierarchy of needs model that Abraham Maslow wrote or created is still valid today. I mean, it's gone through some iterations and it's improved, but here's a man that was born in New York in 1908 and died in 1970, and yet something that he provided to us quite a time back is still valid today. I mean, if you think about it, that's about over 100 years. So over 100 years, something that this man wrote is still valid today. Maslow was a PhD in philosophy, and he went to the University of Wisconsin. Again, he was American, not American, but he was a person that was born in, like I said, 1908. Maslow's hierarchy covered in the original version of it, it covered a couple of different things. One was self-actualization, all right, which is personal growth and fulfillment. The other one was esteem needs, achievement, status, responsibility, and reputation. The next was belongingness and loving needs, or love needs, family, affection, relationships, work groups, etc. The next thing was safety needs, to feel protection, to feel security, you know, order, law, limits, and stability. And the fifth was the biological and physical needs, the basic needs of life, you know, air, water, drink, shelter, warmth, all right, for some people, sex and sleep. Those were considered the foundations. Now, what I demonstrated, it was called a pyramid, but what I demonstrated was I went backwards. I went from the top down, self-actualization being the last thing in the theory that Maslow put out. Now, anybody that's listening is more than welcome to go back and look and see what exactly it is that Maslow wrote and how he broke down the needs. Okay, in the 1900s, the hierarchy was adapted to include transitional needs or transcendent needs. And that particular breakdown, starting from the bottom up this time, because you need to start with a strong foundation before you can do anything. For any of those that are into martial arts or any of those that are into building or construction, you know that you need a strong foundation before you can move on to anything. Because if your foundation is worth $5, then guess what? Your million-dollar house is actually worth $5. Anyway, in the 1990s, it was adapted, and it was adapted to cover one, which is the basis, which is the biological and physical needs. Again, air, water, drink, shelter, warmth, sex, and sleep. Then level two. Level two was safety needs, protection from the elements, security, order, law, limits, and stability. Then three, belongingness and love, or love's needs, otherwise needing to belong to a group, a family, feeling affection, having a relationship of substance, not one of those toxic ones. And esteem. Esteem was one that wasn't originally listed, but in the original breakdown, but it was more encompassed into the actual hierarchy as Maslow originally wrote it, but it was in there. And what happened was in the 90s, they pulled it out. Well, esteem needs were self-esteem, achievement, mastery, independence, status, dominance, precedence, managerial, and responsibility. Then we had the conjugative needs. Those needs were knowledge and meaning. You know, the knowledge of knowing a particular thing and a meaning of life, so to speak. And then you had the aesthetic needs. The aesthetic needs were appreciation, a search for beauty, balance, and form. And then self-actualization. The self-actualization needs, realizing a person's potential, self-fulfillment, seeking personal growth and peak experiences. And then from there, the transcendent needs. The transcendent needs helps others to achieve self-actualization, as Maslow wrote it when he first shared it with the world at hand. Again, we were talking about different needs. Well, the hierarchy of needs, or the model of hierarchy of needs, is one of the most valid that there is today, even though, like I said, it was written way back in the 1940s, 1950s. Excuse me. Maslow created the original five levels of hierarchy and the need or model. And for many, it remains entirely adequate today for most purposes. Seven of the eight levels of hierarchy or need are modeled from the later adaptation of what others base as Maslow's work. All right, arguably, all right, there were five. All right, and the additional six, seven, and eight, which was cognitive, aesthetic, and transcendent, were added later on, but they were already part of the self-actualization of level five, but they were broken out because they needed to have more attention. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, everything that you need in life, you already have, all right? If you want money, you have a mind and the ability to create money, to create wealth, to create happiness and joy. No one can give you happiness. No one can give you joy. No one can, you know, live your life for you. You have to live it for yourself. It's like somebody once said that if somebody gives you something, you don't appreciate it. And in a lot of ways, that's true, because you didn't work for that thing that you got. And if you want to get a look at that, look at all of the people that have so many things yet act like they don't have anything and constantly want more. Those are people that are missing different parts of the pyramid. They're missing different parts of what's there. You know, a need must be satisfied in a given order. Aim and drive always shift to the next higher level and the order needed. So, again, you need that first level before you can go to the second level. Most of us skip around. We never get a complete level. So in that way, we feel incomplete. We feel as though we haven't reached what we need to reach. Self-actualization or self-actualizing commonly involves each and every one of the added drivers. The added drivers are the things that push us. They're the things that we shoot for. Sometimes I think through looking at television and watching things that aren't really positive for us, we get a little distracted. We don't quite establish a proper hierarchy of needs and the things that we need to become fulfilled. And sometimes in our rush to try to obtain things that we aren't really ready for, you know, we go ahead and skip different parts, not realizing that we need to come back to those parts in order for us to be totally and effectively fulfilled. Levels 1 through 4 are deficiencies, are deficiency motivators. Level 5 and by level 6 and 8, the growth motivators and relative are rarely found. Now, if you don't want to hit the things that you need to get, you're going to go through a whole lot of stress. All right. If you want to thwart unneeded stress on any particular thing, you need to make sure that you get all of the levels and start from level 1 and work your way up. On the second reading of the levels, I went through the levels 1 through 8, 1 being that base foundation again. All right. Maslow's self-actualization characteristics. The characteristics of self-actualization are a keen sense of reality, an awareness of a real situation, objective measurement rather than subjective. It is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. You can't change that. All right? Seeing a problem in terms of a challenge and a situation requiring a solution rather than seeing a problem as a personal complaint or excuse. I run into a lot of people that when I tell them a certain thing, they think that I'm, you know, giving them an excuse. I'm not giving you an excuse. I am telling you as it is. And I'll tell you, it's not an excuse. I did what I did, and, you know, I'm either going to correct it or I'm not. Or I'm either going to try to correct it or I'm not. But if I say I'm going to do it, I do my best to do it. And very few people are that way. A need for privacy and comfort and belonging, all right? Then you also have relevance in the experience, in your experiences, and your judgment, independence, not relevant on culture or environment to the form of an opinion or views. A subsequential to social pressures and nonconformity. Another actuating characteristic, democratic, fair, and non-discriminating, and embracing and enjoying all cultures, races, individual styles. Next, socially compassion and possessing humanity. Next, accepting others as they are and not trying to change people. From there, we have comforting oneself despite any unconditional tendencies. A few close intimate friends rather than many surface relationships. A sense of humor directed at oneself or the human condition rather than at the expense of others. All right, being mean and cruel, saying things to be hurtful. It's not something that's self-actuating. That's something that's self-defeating. Being spontaneous and natural. True to oneself rather than being how others want, expect you to be. or being interested in what they're interested just because they are. You need to be interested in what you're interested in and move forward. If somebody doesn't agree, that's fine. It's not a need for an argument or you having to have a long discussion with them. Your views are your views. As long as they're not hurting anyone else, then they're fine. However, remember, the day that your views or your opinions cross the line into somebody else's life or meaning, then that means now you have a problem. You have crossed the line, and you need to get off and go back. All right? Being true to oneself rather than being true to others, again, is very important. Creativity, innovation, and being original. Seeking peak experiences that leave a lasting impression. These are part, or excuse me, all of these things are part of the self-realization and self-actualization characteristics that were put out by Maslow. And if you give it a little thought, you'll see that it definitely applies to all of us today. And there are things that we could all use, all improve on, and all need to work on. Again, today's show is not going to be long, as I said, and I want you to think about the things that I said. All right, the biological and physical needs, a wife, kids, things like that. If you're looking at the needed advertising of a particular thing or help with training, you know, there's plenty of places out there where you can get help. There's plenty of places out there where you can find the solutions that you seek. Here's the weird thing. Most of us already know the answer to what we're looking for. We just need to apply ourselves and do what we need to do. If you are puzzled on how the related behaviors work, then what you need to do is sit down and get the needed behaviors and define them. For example, how is doing something, when you do something, it should be fun. All right? It doesn't have to be work. If you make your life more of a fun, happening thing, guess what? Your life's going to become more of a fun, happening thing. When you wake up in the morning, wake up with a smile. When you go to bed at night, go to bed with a smile. Start putting the tools in place that are going to help you to achieve the goals and live the dreams that you need to live so that you can become the best person that you can be, so that you can live up to your potential. Understand, again, that your views are your views and the whole world does not have to agree with them, because in you lies greatness. In you lies the key, all the things that you need to know and all of the things that you need to do. You just need to put forth the effort. Remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's move forward and let's do the things that we need to do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, arete. Arete is a Greek word. A Greek word that means basically betterment, improvement, greatness. And everybody should wake up with arete in their mind and go to bed with arete in their minds and hearts. Because you should always work yourself and better yourself. With that said, I want to thank everybody for listening today, and I hope that you enjoyed the show. Thank you again, and I want everybody to have a great day. Remember, today is now. If you like what you hear, please share it with others. Share the links, share the website, and you can also visit us on, you can also visit us on Facebook. Thank you very much, and have a nice day. My name is Zurian, and you take care. Farewell.